In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Resh Mem Hei, which discusses a Jew and an non-Jew that are partners, how should they conduct themselves on Shabbos, by Siv Gimel, the last word on page 14, on Zayin Amud Beis. Says Mechaber Siv Gimel, Heicha, as we continue to Daf Ches, Shaloi Hishna Batchilo, where they did not originally stipulate. Yesh Tikun, there is a remedy, Adei Sheyavzeh HaMoichlem Demehar Karka. What you should do is, that the seller should give them back the money of the property, or they could sell it to someone else. Then they have to go back and buy it back as a partnership. Basically, do it over again and stipulate during the time when they're buying it. Now, if they were partnered in a store and they didn't stipulate, each one should go back and take his portion, and nullify the partnership. And because there's nothing to buy over here, they're bringing the goods. Then again, they go back to make a partnership, and they stipulate as they need to in the beginning. Now, let's say a different case. They accepted a contractual agreement for someone's property to do the work in partnership, again, and they didn't make this stipulation. So, but we nullify the partnership. Pardon each other. Again, go back, start over the partnership, and stipulate in the beginning. If he wants to lease out to a non-Jew his portion of Shabbos, or to rent it out with a kibbalis or a kabbalan, sorry, permitted. Like we said, regarding the taxes and regarding the coins, that you're allowed to hire a non-Jew, but Choshkin Khan, all the more so over here, the Shoyim Shutafas and Yehudi is permitted with the partnership of the non-Jew. Said the Mishnah, Siv Katan Yodal. So, what you should do in all these cases, there's a tikkun, that the seller should give back to them the money of the property. That now you need a new kinyan to transfer it to the seller. It's not enough just to give him back his money and the sale document. Regarding the acquisition of a non-Jew, how he acquires. Now, the Ramah said, if he wants to be masquer to a Yehudi, his chelik and Shabbos, so that would be permitted. They find this very difficult. The Lama Yimuter, why should this be permitted? Shartina Shiraf also brings from the Benagoin in his beard that remains with Tarachino on the Salacha. Sounds like also that he holds that we don't permit when it's not a situation of loss. He doesn't explain his opinion. Does he hold like the Taz? That in our situation, it doesn't apply matter at whole because of Pseida? But like upon him, the place can find this very difficult, as the Mishnah explains. Which Ramah is Mitzayan. It's not comparable because the Shom Shari there it's permitted Mishum say the Davka specifically because of the situation of loss. Which he says, look at the Taz. In our context, it's not similar at all to the case of taxes. There it's different because it's a big business. The person is very overwhelmed with his money, and then we permit it because of a loss. Whereas over here, we don't permit it when it's not absorbed into the other days, even in the situation where it cannot nullify the partnership. And Magid Avram is not so clear his opinion regarding this according to the conclusion, where it's not possible to nullify the partnership. So look at the Achrayim, back upon him, there is a Pseida here that you don't have that same qualifications. The Magid Ram answers in the conclusion, oh, I hear so much, you're right, you wouldn't be able to do just for Shabbos, because of Schar Shabbos, you lease out your portion on Shabbos with absorption. You lease out to a non-Jew your partnership of Shabbos with 2-3 days of weekdays. This is like in Kamashim Schar Shabbos. Now there's no more problem about getting the profits of Shabbos specifically. And this is permitted with a kibbalis. He didn't designate that the kablona should be specific on Shabbos because then it would be a problem about kaveh malachta b'Shabbos. That also would be problematic. El Mestama just says unspecifically, whenever you'll do it on your own, and you make me a certain amount of profit, which that's what Kablon says, I'm not hiring you for an hour, hiring you by a certain job amount, I'll give you this and this amount. Bigger Rebusra Mo, the primary Chiddush of the Mo is the Kamashmo is coming to tell us, that, yeah, of course. So if it's these types of qualifications, the way the Magen Avraham explains, and so that, you know, it's not Schar Shabbos and it's not Kivei Malachtoi, so what's the Chiddush Ramah? That we're not concerned for appearance of wrongdoing. Sheyemi Litzarech Yisrael, so that people are going to say, oh, the other partner is a Jew and they're doing it for him. No. Because since it's known that there's a non-Jew as a portion of it, they won't suspect that it's the Jew that's this other half doing it. Master Kassav mentioned Bar, this that there are more rights, like was explained at the end of Simresh Mandalit, Kabanasi, what he means to say, which Shahat Sinai Shigimah says this from Lavush Yisrael, which is a little bit of a deichik, because we're saying it's not really similar to Resh Mandalit. His intent is, Kamashom. Just like over there, that what the lechash of the marasayin, they weren't concerned for appearance of wrongdoing. Kashkan hachal, the more so over here, the like a marasayin cloud, there's no appearance of wrongdoing at all. Tzimut should be shor tavus in the ein yehudi because of partnership with a non-Jew. Meaning, it's not like what you would have thought when these mitzayin rishmim dalad, because the ikra halacha is not the same. There the ikra halacha is because pseida. Here it doesn't have that. He's mitzayin because of the marasayin shabbat. Chenataz masuk ledina. Taz also comes out la halacha. Deinu mutu bezeil bavlo. You're right, it wouldn't be considered, it would not be permitted straight up like it is over there, only when it's absorbed in the other days. Even so, you should be careful not to talk with a non-Jew regarding the business of Shabbos. Says the, and that's because of my Chimim, cover it up. Says the Mechaber Siv Dal. A Jew can give a non-Jew money to invest with, to do business with, even though the non-Jew is working the stock exchange, he's doing business with it on Shabbos, he could divide the profits with him equally. Why? Because this job is not imposed on the Jew to do it. That we should say that the non-Jew is doing the agency of the Jew. It's not his responsibility to do it. In other words, it's also not recognizable whose business is that the non-Jew is doing with the money on Shabbos. Specifically in such a case, it's only the non-Jew that's doing the business with the money. But if every person does business on his day, and that is, so everyone has to be doing equal work on a different day, and the Jew will have to do a different day during the week because what the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos, Oster, and that's forbidden. That's basically the name of the Goyin, which is similar to the Sif Aleph that we spoke about here in this Siman. Says Rama for the Bisrael Shishli Mashkman and Yehudi, the Jew has collateral from the non-Jew. And come on, Siman Shin Fafay, Sif Fafay, Sif Gimel, where there we talk about this halacha. Says Mashmur Sif Kotin Tez Zayin, that a Jew could give a non-Jew money to do business with, and even though the non-Jew is doing business on Shabbos, he divides with him equally. Mipnei She'ein B'chulu. Because this malach is not mutelis on the Israel to do it, to say that the non-Jew is doing it in his agency. Because as Mishmur explained, Shemahim mutelis Allah, because if it would be that, you know, both investment partners have to be doing the work, Asmudina, it would be also make alocha, because of Zevalev, Shemahim, that we said that if they didn't stipulate these partners, that's forbidden. It comes out that the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew. Sivkot Nyod Zayin, that, but that's not the case. Shemahim, that we should say, Vahulu, that the non-Jew is doing it for the shlichas of the Jew. Now, Mishamechzik is Chal Shabbos, like, and also that it has the appearance as if he's getting the wages of Shabbos. That's also not the case. That Rebbe Avlo, because we explained, it's getting absorbed. He's not doing it just for Shabbos. He's doing it for a few weekdays besides all the Shabbos of the year. Finally, come on, Simishin Zayin, Sivgimon, Sivdam, Ashikzal, Mishabruah, what I wrote within Mishabruah. Sivkot Nyud Chaz. And the Mechaber said, the business is not recognizable from who it is. But what it means to say is, because of the appearance of wrongdoing, maybe these people can say, this non-Jew, he was hired by the Jew to go and invest his money. Like a gamkin, those are not a problem. The business is not recognizable whose it is. Because if it would be recognizable, and it would be, everyone would know, it would be called on the Jew's name, but you also be forbidden to mention Kosovo, Sirish, Mem, Kimmel, Sib, Alf, Kabit, Merchats, like we said regarding the bathhouse, I and Shamuk over there. Kamakam, however, Kolze, in the Mutter, this all only permitted El Kishlo Yermel, and Yehudi Shazak, Bim Shabbos. You didn't tell him to do the business on Shabbos. It's a new debate, but again, he's doing it on his own. Mention Kosovo, Kain Zeb, Sivay, is something like we wrote in Sivay, because if it would be, then it would be a problem about Kivay Malach, the Shabbos. Sivkot and Yotes. But if, let's say, every single person works on his day, the Jew would have to do a day to make up for what the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos, then Sivkot and Yotes also should be forbidden. Imloi, says Ramah, his name is Bezeh, unless, of course, if he stipulated with him with regarding this Kayim, before he partnered up with him, which was exactly the halacha of Sivav that we had. Sif Hei. Mutal Yisrael, it's permitted for a Jew leading Schoigle and Yehud Limker to give merchandise to a non-Jew to sell, im Katzle Sacher, if he sets a set price for what he's doing. Bavach Le Yimaloi, as long as he doesn't tell him, Mechor B'Shabbos, sell on Shabbos. Taner Shalakachi Yisrael, Mashkim and Yehudi, an oven that a Jew took as security from a non-Jew, the kibul of a Yehudi, and the non-Jew accepted upon himself. Shemash yalischar taner, whatever the profits of the oven is, yitain is a ketam and basil yisrael bedibis ketutim aisav. He's going to give to the Jew with interest on his monies. What little schar Shabbos? He's allowed to take the profits of Shabbos, like Bishul Bishul Zayin Yud, because it's in the possession of the non-Jew. But the Jew does not have a portion of it. The Jew is not telling him to do the business on Shabbos. When he's putting the effort, he's putting the effort for himself to fulfill his condition. So he said, you're allowed to give merchandise to a non-Jew to sell. If he set him his price, when you give him a certain amount, doesn't mean that we say that did nafshi of it. He's doing it for himself. It's not like his agent, because it's for your own. You have your own time frame. You're not getting paid by the hour. You want to do it on a certain time for your convenience, because you're getting a certain amount anyway. So that's permitted. Said as long as he doesn't tell him sell on Shabbos. Now, this is a very important one. It comes up very, very often. If the market day is Shabbos, then Philip is also then without specifying it's forbidden. It's as if you telling him, Mechayr as a continuum of days, leave a Shabbos, sell to me for Shabbos. This is from the Achrin later on, the Kaman, the submission Zayin, and Shemayt Bezel, look a little bit further. You tell him something which is inherently telling him something is also forbidden, also considered Kaveh Malach to Shabbos. Now, he said about an oven that the Jew took from security from the non Jew. Now, the non Jew accepted. Whatever the profits of the oven is going to be, he's going to give the Jew as interest on his money, which is what he's holding on to security for. So, Sivkan Chabbeis, we said, Mutulita Bechul, we said, it's permitted for the Jew to take the Schar of Shabbos, says Mishabur, meaning Haina Felish Abavlot. The Chiddush is even without it absorbing with other days. They in Tzarek last, you don't have to stipulate anything at all. The question is why? So, he said, because really it's in the Rishos of the Enihudi, and the Jew doesn't have a portion in it, and the Jew doesn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. When a non-Jew is doing it, he's doing it because he wants to fulfill his condition of what he promised the Jew, and therefore that's why he's doing it, but that's not the Jew's responsibility. Bir Halacha and the Ramaschal v'im yirtza, that if he wants to lease it out to a non-Jew, the Bir Halacha says that is whether it means the non-Jew that's his partner, or to someone else, who said that the Ramo was saying that that would be permitted. The B'maschal Tamish Lekach Yisrael Mashkin, this last case that we just described, so the Labush says, the same thing is any one of the cases we mentioned before, and that's what it sounds like from Tesis, that's Lav Davka Ataner, and he says, and that would be Pasha. Some of the Dirshu number 15, the Mishabur said that it's not enough just to give him back his money and the Shtar Mechira. The reason for this, that's not effective, that the Jew should transfer to the non-Jew now the object for Shabbos. In exchange for this, the Jew receives the object for a different day. The Chaznish writes that since the beginning, the work was obligated on the Jew, so also on the Jew. So there's a Marah sign. They're going to suspect him that he sent the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, and they don't know that he made with him a new agreement. And that it's explained that the non-Jew is doing on Shabbos in the profit that the Jew is doing for him on the weekday. And he adds on that even if the non-Jew stipulates that he's being michael to the Jew, that he should work from the avodah. That's not a factor because the tenai that they made between them is not known and publicized. So therefore, that's why, like Mishabu says, it's not just enough to give back the money in the shtar mechira. Issue number 17. Mishabu said the primary chiddush Ramah that is teaching us that we're not getting from a marasayin. Now, regarding a Jew that becomes a partner in a bank, a government bank of non-Jews, and he doesn't have the ability to close the bank on Shabbos. The Jewish believer writes that if there's a concern for marasayin, then it's forbidden. And he writes that for this reason, Gedel Adar is prevented from permitting making a partnership with a Nachri on Shabbos, specifically in the situation that a person wants to increase his money and to use the heter or have some ruba. However, in the situation where there's no concern for marasayin, he writes that you can make it like the words of Ramah. But here, since it's known that the non-Jew has a portion in the business, you don't have to be concerned for marasayin. Now, regarding marasayin, regarding a partnership in the business that's applicable in our times, Trubashi Balibi writes that if the partnership is well known, that is, everyone knows that the non-Jew has a portion in this business, so there's no problem with marasayin. And for sure, there's no issa marasayin, but a business that belongs to a non-Jew, and the Jew just has what's called the silent, is a silent partner. That is, that the Jew invests from his money to divide with the non-Jew with the profits. However, with a business that belongs to a Jew and has his name, and the non-Jew is the silent partner, that's a problem with marasayin. Now, even if the business belongs to a Jew and the non-Jew wants to join the partnership with him with a revealed partnership, it's just that the business has been around for many years on the Jew's name, and his name is on all the stationery and all the letterheads and all the different posters, Shavitzli writes that you have to be concerned with marasayin until it's publicized and it's known that from now on that this doesn't just belong to a Jew only, and it's written all over like that, then there wouldn't be a problem. Issue number 18. That the Mishpurus of Katan Tazayin, well, this is really going on the words of the Mechaber, that he said that the reason why it's permitted for the non-Jew to take the money that the Jew gave him to invest, even though he's doing the business wheeling and dealing on Shabbos, because it's not melacha that was the obligation of the Jew to do. Yerusha 18 brings another reason for this, is that it's permitted for a Jew to divide equally with the non-Jew. The basis of writes in the name of the Kolba that since you don't have all the profits coming to the Jew, it's just through the profits of his money, it's considered like schiris kalim, like as if he's renting him his money. And we know the halacha is that there's no chiman shvisis kalim. Shvisis Gemesha writes that there's enough meaning between these reasons. Someone gave money to a non-Jew to do business with for a set amount of money per year, and whatever remains belongs to the Jew. According to the reason, the kol bayis is forbidden to do this, because since it's not the derech to pay in such a oifen schar on his money, like wages for the money that he gave him, so it's not similar to schiris kalim that's permitted. Because even with kalim, you don't lease them in a way that you're going to get a set amount, according to the reason that brought in Shulchan Aruch, that the malach is not the job of the Israel, and then it would be permitted. And he adds on, otherwise we hold like the reason that brought in Shulchan Aruch. Now, to buy shears in a group of non-Jews that work on Shabbos, the Shubhah Sikh is much as permitted, even to buy most of the shears of that stock, because since the non-Jew is the owner on the work, it's considered like Arisis and the Kablanas, and it's only if it's recognizable that it's a Jewish group, then it would be forbidden because of Marasayin. He adds on that even if the owners of the business will listen to the opinion of the Jew who owns all these shares and his counsel, however, it's still permitted because they don't list them like Bailam, just like a person that's giving good ideas. Issue number 19. That we said that the non-Jew is doing a daitel nafshe, and therefore it's not like the shlich of the Yisrael. Now, if there's time to sell it from when it's still daytime, then you don't even need to have ketzitza to make a set price, as Bergen B'alach, later on, Simchon Zayin, because it's not kaveh malach b'Shabbos. Now, if someone has a store open on Shabbos in a place of non-Jews, and he has a hired non-Jew that sits there in the store, and he sells for a set amount that he gets paid for the week or for the year, which was like the right, that's forbidden to hire him like for that on Shabbos. You have to make up with him, besides for the payment of his salary, you have to give him a set amount for every single loaf of bread, even a pruta, and in combination with other conditions, then it's permitted. In such a situation, then the Nachri is doing it for himself, because he's not just getting a salary, then he's really doing for the Jew. He's doing it because he's also getting part of the profits, then it qualifies for being considered as a daite, the Nafshe.